So I was going through my notes and I noticed that I had forgotten in our last session to talk about that fifth stage of Tuckman's model about adjourning or transforming or reforming. In that fifth stage of Tuckman's model, described by a variety of different ways of adjourning or transforming, also reforming. And what I found is it's been helpful to me to always think that when the team gets together, that we should go through all the stages until we get back to that stage that we had left it at. So if we were norming and we get back together, touching base with the forming stage, kind of adult level small talk, is been really a game changer for for the teams that I've been in. A bit of lighthearted banter at the beginning. What it does is reestablish that tone of familiarity, of collegiateness, where we're competing not against each other, but we're competing with each other. It also is a good way of reestablishing what those standards of the group are. Standards for excellence, standards for performance, standards of interaction. It's something that, in reflection, back in my days as a scoutmaster, I saw but hadn't recognized at the time. The scouts would get together, or even, and the same sort of thing happened when I was working with the Girl Scouts. They would get together, there was a need for some dialogue, some establishment of interaction with each other. And when I was growing up, I used to think that small talk was really not essential. And over the years, actually, unfortunately, fairly recently, I've come to understand that small talk is actually a very critical part of our interactions. Really necessary. So the forming, storming, norming, performing is actually a recurring and dynamic process. So each time the team gets together, the previous stages, they're going to get experienced. And ideally, those early stages are moved through quite quickly. So the team or only a few members of the team, they can regress to an earlier stage. But a good team will bring all the members along back up to that stage where they were norming or they were performing. And because when the team reforms, it's risky to presume that the team is immediately ready for whatever stage they were at when they broke up. And I've been in many groups where I've unfortunately came to realize, sometimes too late, that skipping the forming was considered rude and sometimes put the team into a feeling of storming. So just a word of caution, I would really like to hear when we get together face to face, I would like to hear what your experiences have been along those lines.